Berlin, W252 DR Oshkosh, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. Japanese Prime Minister Kishida and President Biden have a full Wednesday together in Washington. It includes a bilateral meeting, a joint news conference, and a state dinner. Maryland's congressional delegation will soon introduce legislation to ensure the federal government pays the full cost of replacing the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
This will be 100% federal funds in regards to the cost related to the destruction and replacement of the Francis Scott Key Bridge.
Senator Ben Cardin, Alan Weisselberg, the former chief financial officer of the Trump Organization, will be sentenced tomorrow to 5 months in jail for lying under oath while testifying in Donald Trump's civil fraud trial. Arizona's Supreme Court's upheld a 160-year-old nearly total ban on abortions. The Volusia County, Florida Sheriff's Office has a 21-year-old man recovered after a near drowning at New Smyrna Beach after being without a heartbeat for several minutes. This is ABC News. The company behind a global recall of sleep apnea machines will be barred from production at a U.S. facility until it meets a number of safety requirements. That directive from federal officials who say Philips will have to overhaul its manufacturing and quality control systems and hire independent experts. A catastrophe during the eclipse in Ohio.
Just around the time Canton, Ohio was darkened by Monday's total solar eclipse, a house fire broke out in the city. Arriving firefighters finding a woman outside who said the fire was in her kitchen, blaming it on one of her cats accidentally turning on a burner on her stove. That was one of 37 cats the firefighters found in the home as they put out the fire. Some cats given oxygen for smoke inhalation. All survived, the woman uninjured. Dave Packer, ABC News.
How do you spell change over in Europe? Mattel is rolling out a new Scrabble game that features the classic board on one side and a team version called Scrabble Together on the other. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
The Angie's List you know and trust is now Angie, and we're so much more than just a list. We still connect you with top local pros and show you ratings and reviews, but now we also let you compare upfront prices on hundreds of projects and book a service instantly. We can even handle the rest of your project from start to finish. So remember, Angie's List is now Angie, and we're here to get your job done right. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I, or download the app today.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this Civic Media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of Civic Media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Body parts are turning up around Milwaukee County. A human leg was found in a park in Cudahy last week. Another body part was found in Milwaukee a few days later. The family of a missing teenager says it wants answers. Authorities can't confirm a connection, but they have brought in someone for questioning. Republicans like Congressman Brian Stiles say the student loan forgiveness program President Biden pitched in Madison Monday is a desperation move.
There's a reason he's doing it in the most progressive city in the state and targeting students. He's trying to buy votes.
Biden says it would free up millions of Americans burdened by debt and benefit the economy. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Brewers beat the Reds. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers got a 9-5 win tonight in Cincinnati to even that series one game apiece. Game three of the four-game series tomorrow night. NBA, the Bucks beat the Celtics 104-91. Milwaukee jumped out to an early lead and never looked back. But in the third quarter, Giannis Antetokounmpo came up limping and had to leave the game. Doc Rivers.
Team announced he was out with a left soleus slash calf.